Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. Gumpert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Lapon reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Zernial moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Philly moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Zernial scores. Philly scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry strikes out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Goldsberry. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico fields the ball and throws to Trucks covering. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Robinson and he is safe. Philly steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Philly moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Groth reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Adams throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Tipton, who tags Robinson, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Tipton moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gumpert bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to third. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lake moves to third. Evers moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 3 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 3 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Mullen now playing right field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton strikes out. 1 out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.